Has everybody gotten to review the minutes from last month's meeting?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Is it 5:43?
Yeah.
We can do that.
We move to resolution.
I'll move it to discussion.
And we're going to take resolution 543 out of order, so we don't have to hold up the sheriff and his staff that's here tonight. Resolution number 543, establishing capital project number 487, public safety. Enterprise software upgrade and amending the 2016-2021 capital improvement program and amending the 2016 capital project fund for Ulster County Sheriff. Now this is an upgrade to the software for the law enforcement center and what else?
Yeah, it's for County 911, so CAD, so
right.
All the fire, police.
Right. We just went through this in law enforcement and public safety. I serve on that committee, so
yeah. So and obviously the corrections.
Yeah. And the last time this took place was implemented in 1993.
Correct.
There's not been no upgrades since that time, right?
There's just been, obviously updates to that specific software.
I'm not that familiar with that anyway.
But it's almost like DOS.
Yeah,
type of, if anybody here remembers what DOS.
And I haven't heard that.
And so it's
okay.
That's where we're at.
$3 million. Now I noticed we don't get no kind of funding or grants from the state or.
Well, the thing of it is the state for the last 6 years we've been watching very closely has been saying they're going to come out with a new records management system.
Okay.
They failed miserably at it thus far.
Okay.
A lot of the funding that's available that Steve and we have been taking advantage of is for communications at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing necessarily available for records management. And obviously you're in dire need of a major upgrade.
Okay. Which you have said is more important. Yeah. Does anybody have any questions for the sheriff and his staff here?
Well, I don't know that much about it.
I don't either. But it's been,
it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, and I used to work for DOS, so I...
Right.
You don't work there anymore?
No.
I'll just say that.
Alright, we won't get close to you, man.
Let me just show some warranty. I totally support this and I know it's needed. I'm just wondering about, there's also been discussion about the need for upgrading the communication system.
Yeah.
And how does this, or does it at all, dovetail with that?
It's separate from a radio.
Right.
Obviously wasn't transmit, but it actually starts the minute you call 911 for any kind of service. And that's basically the data is transferred into a call. And then it's simply, everything pops up once it's entered into the screen in the car. And that follows, what it would do is it follows it from the call to the car, to them arriving to do their report, right into all of that data would follow it if they're checked into the jail that night. So right now, if there's a call for service, and this system is being implemented so it's a county-wide system available to every police department within the county. Currently we have about 6 that use our records management. So we're putting in a package to get everybody on board. what happens is everything is duplicate, and you know, I'm sure we've all worked with programs that you enter here, and then you got to enter it there, and then you got to enter it here. And all of that would tie into that everything that's done with any kind of emergency service in the county would be in one database. And that starts either if you call 911 or a 7-digit to a police. And it also includes our pistol, it includes our civil division, it includes our jail. So it's taking many systems and combining them into one, so now every record is available throughout the entire county.
How long is it coming? I mean, how long will it take from the time you start to put it in place to the time you actually get everything in place?
We're looking at somewhere finished date between 18 and 24 months. Because, we're hoping this everything goes so we can purchase the servers, get them started. And obviously, you got to work. This includes converting all the current data that we have and putting it into the new system. So that's part of it also. And then we have to create exactly how we want it to work. You know, it comes as a, it's a software that we customize on.
Because you're looking at it up to 24 months.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not 24. I'm hoping it's closer to 18, but we ought to give her that window.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Legislator Seconds mark by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution number 479, amending the electric vehicle charging station policy to exclude personnel use by county employees. As you know, we've been through this a bunch of times already. Once again, I feel this is a vindictive thing. To do this, to be like they're singling out a few people that they know use this. And I hope that next year, all this vendetta being vindictive, drafting up policy and voting on policy goes away, because it's just been a nightmare. So, any discussion on this?
I don't want to prolong this anymore.
All right. So what we have to vote on is, all
right? I'll move it for a vote.
Okay. Motion.
Well, we don't have to, actually. We held it, and we could all put it.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Warren.
Hold on, let me just get caught up here. I got a little behind.
That's all right.
Rebecca, starting at the beginning, I assume?
That's correct.
Okay.
Resolution 479, now we'll go through them in order.
Yeah, this is the one with the electric charging station.
This is put forward by Legislator Richard Parody, who feels that employees of the county should be charged a fee.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And this is one I needed to pay attention to.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know this.
Okay, so you moved it?
Yeah, I moved it. Yeah.
For a vote?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second it. For a vote. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Okay. The motion fails. 3-1.
May I just also add that I have absolutely no objection to paying the 45 cents a charge. But as long as it's going to cost the county more than that for me to pay it, I am not, it doesn't...
We're not going to pay because we're receiving money from the Chambers of Commerce.
Right. Yeah,
and nobody else has to pay for it.
Right. And down the road, I do think we need a policy that is comprehensive, but we're in an experimental phase.
And my feeling is they all pay or nobody pays. Why should you be singled out?
Thank you.
My feeling is very, very simple. It's already getting paid.
Right.
It's just getting paid by a third party.
Right. If the taxpayers were paying for this, they would feel much differently than I feel. Resolution number 518, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the county, Tri-County Refrigeration Department of Public Works.
Move.
Second. All right. Motion made by Legislator Litt, second by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Okay.
I gotta pay attention here.
Really, Joe, if you want me to slow down, it's not a problem.
I'm good. I'm gonna make this a priority and signing less of a priority.
Oh, okay. Resolution number 522, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Encon Services and Supply Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is some of our buildings. I guess there's seven buildings. It's going to get digital. Joe, do you know anything on this? The buildings and grounds.
Unfortunately,
yeah. $86,000. This is appropriated money for 2017. To start a term agreement. Yeah, I think it's digital. That must be for like a heat and air condition. Digital.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says here, exercise option to extend the term of the agreement for auto matrix digital control support and maintenance for an additional 2-year period. So it's existing 100% county.
Any discussion? If not, I move it.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Legislator Fabiano, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Joe, this one you can help us on, I guess. Resolution number 545, establishing capital project number 4, rating 8, installation of shoulders along Route 299, out of New Paltz and Gardner, transportation improvement, project TIP, not on state highway system, authorizing the implications and funding in the first instance of the federal aid and state Marshalli Program aid, eligible cost and appropriating funds therefore, amending the 2016-2021 Capital Improvement Program, Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
So moved.
Second.
Have any comments or?
I don't know if somebody's got it.
Okay. Pretty straight.
It's a shoulder project.
Right.
Approximately 5 miles, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, motion made by Legislator Green. Seconded by Legislator Litch. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Where's the, is this? Yeah.
We could talk about that before also. Wherever the base is required, the county's going to put it in. Before
that, well, that was a project that we did on the lower piece of the county.
Did we have, yeah.
season this year is to continue from Libertyville.
Mm-hmm.
We went past Libertyville, but it's a, I believe it was a 6-foot shoulder.
Yes.
So we didn't have a 3-foot existing right now.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's definitely helped the project along by having that 3-foot in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
you know. Right. But yeah, we usually do, if we're not going to go down into the subbase, we usually do some test holes.
Right.
And,
I just want to make sure they're not paving over natural stuff that's not going to support the shoulder. So then it's a waste of money.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. You got to have some support on
there. Yeah, we did run into one spot on 299 by the T house that
Good.
Resolution number 547, establishing capital project number 489, SUNY DeWitt Library roof replacement. Replacing the roof at the SUNY Ulster County Library.
I'm open for discussion.
Second. Discussion. Second. Here.
Second. When was that roof? When was the last time when you were working on that? When was the last time
you were working on that? I think it was over 20 years ago. But I was trying to get the...
Yes, I did read that. It's quite fine.
Yeah, the flat roof. I think it didn't have a lot of...
Is it a rubberized roof?
The membrane was shrinking on it, so I believe it was the outer membrane that was creating the bigger problem. It should have caught a snow blow consistently, and unfortunately it wasn't, so you have the membrane shrinking, which is creating a major problem that I'm now. So we're establishing the project so they can go out, do a full assessment, figure out exactly what's wrong, what needs to be fixed.
Okay. It's like a $250,000 job that we're getting reimbursed.
$125,000
from New York State Dormitory Authority. Motion made by Legislator Warren. You have a question here?
A couple questions. As this committee is used to. So my first question is about whether any insulation is being added. And the other question is, as long as you're doing a re-roofing of what I recall as a flat roof, is the, you know, consideration of preparing that roof to potentially support solar?
It could potentially support solar.
Okay.
So they, when they did the initial solar examination out there, this was one of the sites that was potentially going to be have the solar panels on it. They said due to the condition of the current roof, they don't want to go that route currently. So once this roof is supported and fixed, then we could certainly go the route of having solar on there. And the insulation, they have to really see what the problem is right now with the roof, but I will certainly ask them about the insulation and burn right now.
I always just, you know, I've seen some re-roofing being done around Harrisondale where there was a wonderful opportunity to improve the insulation that was missed.
Absolutely.
And so I just want to raise those two issues. And thank you for being able to answer them. I appreciate that.
I asked a lot of questions on this.
So we had a motion on the floor by Legislator Warren to move this. Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 549, supporting the filing of an application for a grant from the Catskill Watershed Corporation, CWC, for removal of the Mount Pleasant Bridge in the town of Shandaigan and authorizing the execution of any associated grant funding contract with CWC. So we're simply going out for looking for grant money to pronounce to repair this bridge now.
This is from Shandaigan?
Yes, town of Shandaigan.
The Catskill Watershed Corporation needs the legislative support in order to enter into the grant.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to point out that Malone and McBroom are amongst the leading experts on how to manage flood and stormwater. And so I think I just want to acknowledge that that was a clear, I don't know how the choice was made for their services, but I think that this project couldn't do better.
Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Second.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. And our last one is Resolution Number 551, establishing capital project number 490, purchase of mass transit buses, amending the 2016-2021 capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transportation, known as UNCAT. They want to buy 230-foot buses for a total cost of $849,387. Federal aid reimbursement $679,000. State reimbursement $80,000. So the county will have to bond for the capital cost of $89,877. The two buses equal, I don't know, 100 miles.
Yeah. There should be one on there that's less than 30 foot.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. Right.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Lynch, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Because I want to make a quick comment, and that is I'd like to see...
more of the hydrants.
I'd like to see educational information on the new buses. I know we need to create a real policy about that.
I believe the new ones are biodiesel.
This is great.
All right, so we have a motion by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Litt. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Piece of new business just to get begin to address this, and it specifically relates to the new facility with the DRC being renovated, and I'd like at some point to really understand, as long as that renovation is going on, you know, is any extra insulation being added? Is there, you know, what the situation with the roof there is? And just any so-called green building or high-performance building features that are being incorporated into that project. I know that it's still in the design phase. There's a very excellent site plan, but as that project evolves, if we could be kept posted.
And one on the green, the 70 capital program, does include a project for the parking lot terminal appear.
Right.
So if we do get the grant for that, that would certainly go forward.
Right.
Okay. And the LaValle Farmers Market and Flat
Center.
And we all said to you about the roof project plan for large. that'll be another portion of that project.
Yeah. Peter has a question.
I want to go back real quick to Resolution 549, supporting and the filing of the application. Why are we doing this? It is absolutely, from what I'm reading, it has nothing to do with us. Why is it before us?
It requires the way the whole grant is drafted, it's required to have a county legislative support for the grant application.
So they need county support
to do the application. At first we thought it was just a memorializing resolution, so we addressed the same question. And they said no, they require the support from the county legislature and from county executive in order to enter into the application.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anybody else have any old and new business that they want to bring up and discuss?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Lawrence to adjourn.
Happy holidays to all.
Happy holidays to everybody. Joe, thank you for coming. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming.
And
answering our questions.
We can come everywhere.
It means a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot easier. You do the same. Take care now. Bye, Joe.
Take care.